Hey folks, your OS Reviews. You're watching our video review of the ZTE Sonata 4G, an LTE-enabled smartphone that can be purchased for just $80 without a contract here in the United States with Cricket service. With that being said, the phone has a middle-of-the-end specs, inclusive of a 1.4GHz Snapdragon processor, 1GB of RAM, and also 4GB of internal storage expandable via a microSD card slot on the side that's also hot-swappable. The design of the Sonata 4G is not anything too inspiring, but it does feel pretty good and it's easy to hold in the hand. The phone itself is produced by ZTE, the Chinese manufacturer, and the last phone that we reviewed actually from the company was the ZTE Flash, and that was about 2 years ago. And it's kind of interesting to see how far the company has evolved from then, especially in terms of the UI, which has been heavily customized by the manufacturer. Taking a closer look at the design first, the most interesting aspect of this particular phone is the omission of a front-facing camera, and that means you can't use any video chatting applications like Skype or WeChat on this particular phone. Down below, you have access to three capacitive touchscreen buttons, which are pretty responsive, and they correspond to the home, the back, and the menu key. The ZTE Sonata 4G also runs an Android 4.1 Jelly Bean. The left-hand edge of the device features access to a volume rocker that's tactile and easy to press, and also the aforementioned microSD card slot. The top features a 3.5mm headphone jack, and also the power on and off switch. And finally, on the right-hand spine, you have access to a micro-USB port for charging the phone. Fully charging the smartphone takes about 2 hours to complete. On the very back, there's a 5.0MP autofocus-enabled camera with an LED flash and loudspeaker. Unfortunately, the camera is the weakest aspect of this phone. Kinda ironic, because the first smartphone that was really a flagship from ZTE was the ZTE Flash, and that was a camera phone. But again, on this particular phone, images are washed out and they're not so great. We'll discuss that later on in this review. You also have access behind the back cover to the SIM card for the 4G LTE connectivity and also the battery. So overall, the design, although it's not anything too exaggerated, kind of reminds us of the HTC Wildfire in the sense with that kind of white that wraps around the display on the front, and it makes it look fairly attractive with rounded corners, and it's also very easy to grip, despite being a bit thicker than most phones are in today's standards. This device has a 4-inch display with an 800x480 resolution, and this is a pretty average display, I would say, for most mid-end slash entry-level smartphones, and it still is pretty usable with good viewing angles and also very bright colors, which makes the product pretty good for viewing images and also watching videos. Turning the device on, you notice that ZTE has placed their skin on top of Android here. What's interesting is that you would basically pinch out to have access to some additional applications you can directly launch from the main menu. They correspond to the camera, the phone dialer, and also a few presets that you can actually access and reprogram if you want to do that. If you want to just directly go to the Android menu, you simply tap and hold, and there's a bit of a haptic feedback, so the phone will actually vibrate and then take you to the main home screen. The main home screen has also been heavily customized. It's kind of similar to Samsung's TouchWiz in the sense that you can rotate back and forth between the various screens in a continuous cycle. And the same can be said about the app drawer. You can all kind of toggle back and forth in a continuous loop between your various pages. It makes the product feel a bit more smooth and lucid, even though the processor underneath the hood is not as fast as most flagships will be in 2015. Otherwise, other aspects of this phone remain untouched. You have a drag-down notification drawer with the ability to turn on and off various functions including Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and GPS, and also the accelerometer. Some widgets have also been pre-programmed by ZTE, including this oversized clock, which you think is pretty interesting and a nice touch. You can also apply separate home screens to the lock screen and also to the home screen there, another special feature. The capacitive keys on the very bottom of the unit are pretty easy to press, and they're also backlit, so you can see them in darker environments. As far as the phone goes, the Sonata actually offers very good calling quality, and we have to say that in general we are pretty pleased with the performance of the phone. Reception is strong, and 4G connectivity, at least here in Seattle using Cricket, is pretty good, and so we were always in the area where we could make and receive a call. The microphone also was pretty strong, despite being slightly tinny and a bit hollow. With that being said, the speakerphone on the very back is excellent and very, very loud, so you can hear it even in noisier conditions. So as a phone, the Sonata 4G definitely has the web browser next. With the 1.4GHz dual-core processor, the Sonata 4G does an okay job at browsing the web. Of course, you're not going to get lightning speed when browsing complex pages like the New York Times, but at least you do have the full version of the site, and Flash elements do tend to load pretty well. So if we go on Google here, you can also see the built-in QWERTY keyboard. Slightly cramped on the 4-inch display, but the touchscreen itself is very, very responsive, and so it's really easy to tap, and there's also predictive text entry as well. You can always rotate the screen to create a larger keyboard experience if you want to type a bit faster, but overall, typing is a generally pleasing experience. So I want to type on the New York Times and see how that exactly loads. we can see that it's going to try and load the mobile version of the site first, but hopefully we can then click on the full site to see how fast the experience is. As far as 4G connectivity goes, it's also pretty strong. Wi-Fi connection is a bit weaker than the 4G connectivity is. As you can see, the mobile version of the site loaded within a few seconds of me clicking on the link. So overall performance, especially if you're using the mobile version of site, of the capacitive controls on the bottom, is that they don't remain backlit all the time. It only remains lit if you're in a darker environment, which is kind of interesting. So if you dim kind of the screen using the proximity sensor on the very top, the capacitive control keys will light up. But if you're in bright sunlight, they will actually not light up at all, just to save on battery. As you can see, the full version of the New York Times, which is a good benchmark since it's such a complex page with many flash elements, is loading surprisingly well. It's actually relatively snappy and responsive, and you can always pinch the zoom to view text even more clearly. However, text does reflow, but it doesn't always refit to the size of the display. With that being said, it's definitely legible, despite this not being an HD screen with a QHD resolution or anything like that. So overall, web browsing is a nice experience. It's not anything too extraordinary, but it definitely does the job and gets the job done. We can also pinch out to have access to our various home screens, and it can directly launch to the one that you want by clicking on the one that you need. In terms of the app drawer, you have a few applications on here pre-installed by Cricut. There's not too much bloatware going on, but you do have some programs. Interestingly, you have Framelapse that's pre-installed. This allows you to actually capture images at different intervals of time, so it speeds up your videos and creates some pretty interesting effects. There's the standard organizational features, and also Chrome, Drive are also pre-installed, Gallery, Gmail, some Cricut services, including My Cricut messaging, easy access icons, and also you have access to Tank Hero as a game that's actually pre-installed, kind of interesting. There's also a sound recorder for the microphone, a YouTube client, Twitter, and also a voice search, and some other Cricut-enabled services like voicemail, Wi-Fi, and the list kind of goes on and on. In terms of the gaming performance on the Sonata 4G, it was generally pretty pleasing, although loading times were a bit more sluggish than your flagship device will be. With that being said, most HD games will play back without too many issues, and also you can see how the viewing angles on the display are pretty nice, and so you will be able to still see text relatively clearly, and the colors are pretty saturated for an LCD screen. So playing back games is a generally enjoyable experience. Again, the screen is pretty responsive, so it's a good job in general of playing back games as well. With that being said, battery life will definitely be drained faster if you play back a lot of games, watch a lot of videos, and for example, if I kind of play Tank Hero for a while, the battery only lasts me through one day, as opposed to if I'm using the phone sporadically, it's going to last me about 1.5 days. The camera next, this is again easily the weakest aspect of this particular phone, you'll find that the camera here completely whitewashes your images, and so it creates some very unrealistic looking photos and also video. It loses a lot of the detail, a lot of the saturation, and focusing is a bit of a chore on this particular phone. Again, you can see how shots are completely almost white looking, and a lot of the fine detail becomes lost. Even if you're in very vibrant outdoor conditions, if you're taking an image of a flower, something that's red or yellow, it comes out as looking very pale and also very grayish slash whitish, which is a bit disappointing. With that being said, close-up macro shots tend to be pretty nicely captured, but the worst part is when you have to turn on the flash. That completely overexposes your images and makes everything just white, so that all you see when you take an image is kind of this complete sea of white, and you can't really see any detail at all. It's actually incredible. I've never seen a flash kind of perform in this way, which again is massively disappointing and also very ironic, considering that we know ZTE can produce very good cameras, such as the one found on the ZTE Flash camera phone. So this is kind of quality samples that we took. This is actually a red rose, but it looks pretty white in the image here. This is also captured in bright sunlight, but it looks very much like a cloudy day. This is actually a purple flower. It looks very much pale and white in this photo. Here's a yellow one. It also looks pretty much washed out. Luckily, the video recording capabilities of this phone are better. It's 720p HD resolution, and the frame rates are much more acceptable. With that being said, the image quality here is hugely disappointing, considering we know that ZTE can do better, again, with the ZTE Flash, which is a great camera phone, so kind of disappointing in that facet. Overall, I would say that the ZTE Sonata 4G is a great LTE device if you are on a budget. The call quality of the phone is great, the build quality is excellent, and we do like the direction that ZTE is taking on the skin on top of Android. It's lucid, it's responsive, it's kind of like a mix between TouchWiz and something that they kind of designed by themselves. It's pretty snappy, there's not a lot of lag, and overall performance for browsing the web, for gameplay, for the display are all acceptable. The downside of this particular phone is going to be the camera, both the omission of a front-facing camera for any video chatting, and also the not-so-good back-facing rear camera. But if you can kind of forego those disappointing facets of this phone, I think that it still is something you could consider, especially for under $80. For our full complimentary review, you can check out our written review on our website, but this has been our video review. Thanks for watching. Here at OS Review.